Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Ms. Cunningham. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Let me see if I can get mine to mine's. For some reason, it's why is mine on, why is mine locked? Anybody know why?
What's locked?
It's just,
You may have to go out and start it again.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Honey, you need to mute that.
When you support TBN, you know that you are literally helping change the world.
I am. It just froze up on me for some reason. I don't know why it does that. Am I on audio?
No? Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dustin, you're looking too serious.
I couldn't unmute it. Well, thank you that you feel that I look serious. I like to laugh sometimes, though.
Do we have Mr. Walsh here? Not yet.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Go ahead and join us on video, if you would.
No, I don't think so.
We don't have you on video.
Well, anyway, I'm in the meeting.
All right. Sheila, are we ready to get started?
Yes, you are.
All right. The Town of Mountain City Municipal Planning Commission for February the 25th, 2021 will now come to order, and we'll have roll call first. Mayor Jordan?
Here.
Mr. Meade.
Here.
Mr. Sharon.
Here.
Mr. Walsh.
Here.
Ms. Cunningham, here. Members of the commission, you have before you, you should have before you the minutes of the last two meetings we had. The first one for October the 22nd, 2020, and then the meeting for December the 15th, 2020. And first on the minutes for the meeting of October 22, 2020, do we have any corrections? All right, what about the minutes for the meeting for December the 15th, 2020? Do we have any corrections for that meeting? If not, do I have a motion to accept the minutes to these 2 months as written?
Make that motion.
We have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in agreement, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. At this time, do we have any old business? There's nothing on the agenda, but I will ask if anything has come up that we need to discuss and old business. If not, we'll move on to the new business for the day, which we have one item on the agenda, and that is the discussion and approval of a recommendation to the Board of Mayor and Aldermen to adopt the 2018 edition of the International Building Code. And Ms. Malpais, would you like to comment on that before we have a motion on it?
Yes, it's just, it has to be updated so that it's within 7 years. And so we just need to update to the 2018. I've looked at the previous one that I believe was adopted, and I did have a question what needed to emanate from it. It also included parts of residential code and the plumbing code and a couple others. And I didn't know if all of it was being adopted at this time or needed to be readopted, or if there were some parts that we could eliminate. So I needed to speak to the building inspector about that.
Mr. Sullivan, would you like to have some input at this time?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, the city of Johnson City just did an update on their ordinances as well. The state of Tennessee has adopted the 2018 International Residential Code, and they've also amended that code in part of their adoption. So we want to be careful in our ordinance as we adopt this code. We do need to update to the 2018 International Residential Code and the family of 2018 International Codes. But again, we've got to be careful with our language, or else we'll find out that sprinkler systems would be required in every new home that's being built in Mountain City. So the state has amended the code to allow for single family homes and townhomes to be built without sprinkler systems. There's some energy code revisions that the state has made as well to lessen the impact of the adoption of the new codes. And so what I'd like to do is to prepare that language and then present that to the commission for adoption.
And I can provide the language I have from the previous adoption and then any changes that you see that need to be made that are more fit to it, you can just use that template if that's easiest for you.
That's fine, Erica. I think you and I probably need to get together and we can work that out and then before we give that to the...
Okay.
Is that going to be anything in residential? Is that what you're talking about, or were you just talking about like R1?
So this is the actual building code. It does not affect our zoning code at all.
Okay.
It does affect the way the houses are built, and there's some energy code requirements in there that have been strengthened, and some mechanical code and mechanical and plumbing code changes that have happened as well. And that's all going to be incorporated in this code change.
All right. Do I have a motion on this request?
Okay, do we need to wait and pass, or I mean, wait till Jim and Erica gets together and comes up with the correct language before we adopt it, or what kind of motion we need, Ms. Karen?
This is just a motion to recommend it to the BMA for adoption. So it's just to put in motion the ordinance that we will work on that's being recommended to the BMA.
All right, so in that case, we don't have to wait. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, ma'am. You can go ahead and make the motion, and we'll work on the language of the ordinance that will be presented to the BMA.
Oh, all right. Then at this time, do I have a motion on this request that we make a recommendation to the Board of Mayor and Aldermen to adopt the 2018 edition of the International Building Code.
Ms. Cunningham, I will make that motion as
thank you.
Worded.
We have a motion for Mr. Sharon. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Do we have any further discussion? If no further discussion, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. Do we have any further business?
We do. We have one more thing that was not added to the agenda. It's our attention. I believe there's a group that is updating the food line signs. They're just doing updates to them. And they provided like their plans and everything. And I think from what the best way I can look at it from the sign ordinance, there might be a typo in the size requirement for retail or service stores, like the sign that's actually on building, the flat sign that says food line. It's 60 square feet, but then it says, which I can give you the, it's Article V, Section E, Subsection I for wall signs. It states that, sign area shall be 1 square foot of signage per linear foot of front facade space used in the building, maximum provided that no single sign shall exceed 60 square feet or with a total signage limitation of 3 signs and 270 square feet per business. If you do the math, the 60 is not right. I think it should be 90 instead of 60. And so it's just a little text correction in there for a minor typo to the sign ordinance. So that needs to have like a text amendment change that needs to be recommended to the BMA.
All right. So do we need to put that in the form of a motion?
Yes, ma'am. It needs to be a motion for a text amendment just for the typo. I've already written up the draft ordinance to go to the BMA. It came to our attention because the people that are redoing the signs stated that meeting this criteria, it was smaller than the sign that's currently up there. So I kind of figured it would have been a typo at some point when this got published. So it's just a minor text amendment to that, and it is not a big issue. It's just changing it from 60 to 90.
All right, then do I have a motion then that we do recommend that this for this text amendment for the typo in the signage portion of our see how I'm going to state that, the signage portion of our bylaws, or?
It's the municipal sign ordinance.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we make the correction that Eric has pointed out in that document and to present to the Board of Aldermen at the next meeting.
All right, we have a motion from Mayor Jordan. Do I have a second?
I'll second it, Karen.
All right, thank you, Mr. Mead. Mr. Mead seconds that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Malpass. Do you have anything else?
No, ma'am, that was it.
Anything else at all? Does anybody else have anything, any other business to come before the Planning Commission today? If not, do I have a motion that we adjourn? We have a motion, and do we have a, did I hear a second in there also?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Mr. Walsh, second that motion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried and meeting adjourned. We will now call to order our meeting of the Town of Mountain City Board of Zoning and Appeals for February the 25th, 2021. And we will have roll call for this meeting. Mayor Jordan?
Present.
Mr. Mead?
Present.
Mr. Sharon?
Present.
Mr. Walsh?
Present.
Ms. Cunningham, present. And members, you should have before you the minutes for the February 28th, 2019 meeting, I guess was our last one. And you've had an opportunity then to read those. Do we have any corrections to those minutes? If not, do I have a motion to accept these, approve these meetings as written?
I make that motion.
Thank you. We have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that, Ms. Karen.
Thank you, Mayor. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. And the and do we have any old business? There's none on the agenda, but did anything come up? Okay, we have one item for new business today, and that is the appeal of a denial of a building permit for Woodard's Fireworks to be located at 144 Forge Creek Road. And Ms. Shaw, I think you were going to comment on that.
I spoke with Mr. Woodard today, and he has withdrawn his appeal.
All right.
So there's no action needs to be taken.
All right. Do we have any other business that's not listed here? Okay. And if not, if there's no further business, do I have a motion then that we adjourn our meeting for our Zoning and Appeals Board?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Sharon. I have a motion, and do I have a second?
I'll second, Karen.
Thank you, Mr. Mead. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried and meeting adjourned. Thank you all. This one was short and sweet today.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Thank each of you for attending. And nice to see you, Jim. I hadn't seen you before.
Nice to meet you too, sir. Nice to meet you as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope everyone has a good night.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
We appreciate your work, Eric.
Oh, not a problem.
Thank you all.
All right.
Enjoy the weather.
See you now.
Lots of rain.